Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about the pros and cons of running a WordPress product company. I'm going to say that you and I know a little something-something about running a WordPress product company. We both started ours a few years ago. For us, Aspen Grove Studios, we just celebrated our three-year anniversary in July of this past summer. And I know you're not far behind us. So
yeah, we've done pretty celebrated good. 2 years in August.
Awesome, man. Well, we've built some of the, you know, biggest and most successful, you know, WordPress product companies for, you know, one of our favorite themes, the Divi theme. You've heard us talk a lot about it. We started out with product companies in the Divi space, pun intended. And, you know, we've kind of migrated into WordPress as a whole, and I know that you're, you know, you do the same as well. So let's talk about the pros and cons. Where do we want to start, the good or the bad, Tim?
Maybe let's alternate. I think that'd be good. And some of these are kind of contrasting running a web design company because, you know, that seems to be kind of the natural progression for a lot of product companies as they start doing their own, you know, freelance web design and kind of migrate into doing products. And so that's how we started. And so that's kind of what we know. And so some of these, if you're wondering, we're comparing it to the way it used to be before we started doing products full time.
Absolutely. Go ahead and get us kicked off.
Yeah, so the first pro is consistent revenue, no more feast or famine. A lot of times when you're running a web design business, you get projects coming in and you work on those projects and you work really hard to get them done. But during that time, you're not really doing anything to get new projects coming in. And so then you have that feast or famine, that roller coaster. There's definitely ways that you can get around that and have more consistent revenue. And Dave and I actually teach that in detail in our web design course. But for the most part, that's inconsistent revenue is typical for a web design business. So one of the pros of a WordPress product company is having more consistent revenue because you have people buying your products. Once you get marketing going, you have consistency, and your time is separated from, you know, working on projects. You know, people are buying your products, whether you're there or not.
Well, since Tim is recommended that we alternate, I guess he's going to be the good guy and I'm going to be the bad guy because alternating, I'm getting the cons. And the first con is competition is steep. There's a lot of WordPress developers out there. It's a very low barrier to entry. You know, if you know a little bit of PHP and you can create some awesome WordPress products and stuff. The con on that is there's a lot of people doing it and stuff. So you're really going to have to step up your game on the marketing and the user acquisition side of things if you want to be really successful. So that's our first con. Competition is steep.
You can take the pro, David, if you want, so you don't have to be the bad guy.
I don't mind being the bad guy, man. I'm wearing a black hat today. Go ahead, Tim.
So the next pro on our list is no more dealing with PETA clients. That's an acronym for pain in the ass clients. If you've done any type of client work doing web design for clients, you have some really great clients, but then you also have some really not so great clients, very demanding. And kind of the saying that David and I talk about is the clients that pay the least, demand the most. And so that's what happens when you're running a WordPress product company. You don't have that. You have customers, and David's going to talk about that. But it's not, you don't have someone that is hassling you, you know, to get, you know, that page done or whatnot. And so that's a huge pro.
Right. Next con on our list is we have the never-ending stream of technical support. So, you know, if you produce products, you're going to have issues. You know, there's lots of different hosts hosting environments out there that people host their WordPress websites on, it's impossible for a WordPress product creator to optimize their product for every hosting environment on the planet, every version of browser that's being used, all the different computers, devices. So needless to say, you're going to have lots of technical support and you're going to need to deal with it. So technical support's one of the cons.
Definitely. The next pro on the list is when you're running a WordPress product company, you can scale much bigger and faster than running a freelance web design business or an agency, because you're going to invest a lot of time and money and resources developing a product, but it's a digital product. So you can sell it over and over again, opposed to on the client side, you have to, everything is custom. And so your, you know, every project starts, you know, a new website that you have to build. And, you know, obviously you can reuse stuff and, you know, there's time saving things you can do to speed up development time. But for the most part, every project is new.
Next con on our list is the never ending bug incompatibilities with themes and plugins. The reality is software is constantly changing. WordPress is evolving all the time. There's updates that come out constantly and stuff. And technology is just getting better and better. So as that happens, you know, there are inconsistencies and incompatibilities and bug issues that come up in your products and you've got to fix them. So that's one of the cons. I mean, in my personal opinion, we've got four cons, four pros here. The pros far outweigh the cons. I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't want it to sound like these cons are bad, because if you can build a successful product company, it's going to be well worth putting up with the headaches that we talk about here.
Absolutely. And that transitions nicely into the next one on the list, which is you can take the audience that you build into other ventures and projects. And so, you know, as you're building a brand and a following of people, if you decide to pivot, those people, they know you, they like you, they trust you. And so you can bring that into anything else. And so an example of that would be an example. David in his company, Aspen Grove Studio, started doing Divi products exclusively, and now they've pivoted. Now they're doing WordPress and WooCommerce as well as Divi products. That one, you know, they're very closely related, so it's not a huge pivot by any means. But you know, if I decide to start creating, I don't know. My mind's a blank, but I think you guys get the point.
I think where you're going is a good point to make. And I think a good example of that is what you and I have done with the courses.
There you go.
Because that is a little bit different than the product. I mean, it is a product, but it's totally different in that it's not a software that we're developing and stuff. So we have transitioned into, you know, teachers. You know, people want to know how we've built our product companies. That's why we're talking about it. And I think that's a really good example where we've taken our audience from our product company and we've transitioned them and brought them over into an e-learning platform to teach them about, you know, what we do and sharing our knowledge and stuff. Last one on the cons list is constant innovations needed to stay relevant. You know, I mean, unless you come up with the great product like Gravity Forms or Opt-in Monster or something like that, you're always going to need to have new release, you know, to be releasing new products and stuff. Elegant Themes, we talk about Divi a lot, is a great example of that. I believe Divi was the 86th theme for Elegant Themes. That means they created 85 products and released them until they found their Divi, their one, you know, go-to product that just, you know, to where they didn't have to create any new products anymore. They just need to keep updating Divi and stuff and making it better and better. So if you don't have your Divi, so to speak, you're going to need to have constant innovation.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Great.
Tomorrow
great
we've got
point.
Another great topic. Tim? You want to say something else? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, we're good. I was just saying that was a great point.
Yeah. All right. So tomorrow we've got another great episode for you. Should you run banner ads on your blog. Tune in tomorrow to find out. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.